Milan Wildcats getting ready for a home game this week after a tough loss to their rival, the Putnam County Midgets, last week, 21-18. Good low-scoring back-and-forth battle. Went to the Midgets by a field goal. Princeton the opponent as Milan tries to get back to 2-2. Kickoff Friday night from the pit is scheduled for 7 o'clock. Here to update us on the Wildcats is first-year head coach Mark Cole. Coach, it sounded like an entertaining ball game last week for those that like hard-hitting and a very entertaining and dramatic game, but you end up on the short end. So at the end of the night, kind of disappointing for the green and gold.
Yeah, it was. I just didn't really feel like we had the energy and the intensity that I thought we would have in this rivalry game, especially coming off a big win. So it was a little disappointing at the beginning. And then we turned the ball over in the first half three times, so that made it even worse. But our defense held, and it was 7-3 at halftime. So close ball game, back and forth, rivalry game. And then both teams kind of put on a pretty good show for the fans. Second half, very physical game, very hard-fought game. Putnam County took a 14-3 lead, and just when I thought the floodgates were going to open against us, we answered with some plays. And my kids got themselves up off the mat and made some plays and made it a ball game all the way down to the end. So it was entertaining. It was a beautiful night. We just didn't have the outcome that we wanted, and most of that was our own undoing because of the turnovers that we created in the first half.
As it comes to your football team at this point, Coach, you feel like as a coach, you kind of have your finger on the pulse of the football team at 1-2. What were the things that you tried to do a little bit this week to kind of get the guys going a little bit?
Well, first off, it started with our Monday afternoon meeting. I always try to be as real and honest and upfront with my players as possible, and let them know just exactly. I'm a guy that believes in telling them the truth sometimes, even if they don't want to hear it. And they had said the right things in our postgame huddle. I gave our seniors a chance to talk, and I didn't force it, and a lot of them said some of the right things. You know, we need to quit listening to how good we are or how great this game is going to be or the fact that each one of us have to own something in this loss because nobody played good enough to think that it's somebody else's fault. And so we started with that, and I reminded them of that, and I told them about our intensity level and our work ethic, how I felt like it had diminished. And so we picked it back up in practice, and we went a little bit more live and a little bit more goods on goods instead of just having, you know, offense and team offense and team defense on the young kids and or on air. We stepped it up, and we put varsity players on the other side of varsity players, and we increased our intensity level to increase our level of preparation throughout the course of this week of practice.
Yeah, certainly. I can't remember what game it was, and I think the team that turned over the ball didn't win, but there was an NFL game. I just can't remember what game it was, but somebody was down like -5 in the turnover battle. It was the Steelers and Bengals Sunday afternoon. So the Bengals, they kept turning over the ball over and over. At the end of the game, if they would have hit a extra point, they would have won the game. They didn't. They lost by 3. But it kind of goes to show you, if you turn over the ball to that level, as you didn't do it to that level in the first half, but really you didn't help yourself. If you lose a turnover battle, the football gods, they kind of have a way to punish you at the end of the night.
Well, they sure do seem to find a way. You're right, Tom. And it wasn't quite to that level. We were down 3 on the turnover margin in the first half. We lost 3, and they had none. Now, we forced a couple of interceptions. I shouldn't say forced. They threw us a couple of interceptions to help balance that back out, but we threw an interception of our own. So I think it was 4-2 on the turnovers. We were -2 there. And, that being said, much like the Bengals in your reference, we were one stop and one run away from winning that football game. But as the football gods saw fit, we didn't deserve to win that game, and so we didn't. And that's just the way it is, and we have to correct those things.
When you see you get behind early, but you have a chance late, did your defense at the end of the night, did you feel like your defense played well enough to give your team a chance to win that football game, coaches, as far as an area the Wildcats have played well?
By and large, yes. Throughout the course of the entire night, yes, they did. Because they quite honestly kept us in the game, and the only reason that it wasn't a blowout was because of our defense in the first half. Now, at the end of the game, when we needed them to get another stop, we just couldn't. We were out of gas. We were tired because they played so hard previously in the first half. But But if you look at the entire defensive effort, we held a very potent high-scoring offense to 21 points, having spotted them four turnovers. So the entire body of work was productive, but we just didn't get the stops when we needed to, and most of that was because of fatigue.
Where does the offense need to find the most improvement just overall, Coach?
Overall, aside from holding onto the ball, the glaringly obvious thing here, the elephant in the room, is the fumbles. But the other thing is controlling and or winning the line of scrimmage. For the second time in three games, we lost the battle up front, and we've got to fix that. And it's tough. You know, I've got three starting offensive linemen that are playing varsity football for the first time. One kid for the first time in his life. He never played, ever. And so, you know, we're learning. We're green. But we got to learn faster, and we got to get ungreen if that's possible, because we have lost the line of scrimmage two of the 3 weeks, and we just simply got to get on the better side of that.
As you've told me here for a couple of weeks, and I think people realize this is not your first rodeo with being a head coach for a high school football team. You've done it a number of years. Is it obviously you're concentrating on Princeton? You want to go to 2-2. You want to get on the board when it comes to getting a GRC win, because it sets up that game at Trenton a lot better for Milan next week if you beat Princeton this week. So it's week to week, it's play to play, it's practice to practice. But at the end of the day, are you also looking at saying we want to be as good of a football team as we possibly can be when we get to week 10, we get to districts?
Right, that's the ultimate goal. And I would say your close focus is practice to practice, and one week at a time, and the opponent that's directly in front of you. And then the big picture is, like you just kept your saying, we want to make small increases and get better week at a time, so that week 10 we are at our best. And we felt like in areas on any given week we have done that. As a group, as a team, yet I'm not sure every area has increased. I felt like we took a step back up front last week. We got to take two steps forward this week and hope that the rest of the team comes with us, so we can make that group increase, because, again, the ultimate goal is being our best week 10.
And I got a chance to see Princeton against Trenton last week, and I was talking with Coach Paolo about this yesterday. If you look at Princeton and their resume, you go, okay, numbers are down, they're struggling a little bit. When you see that Princeton team in person, they're dangerous. They're really close to doing a lot of good things, and quite frankly, I thought that their run defense was about as good as I've seen against the Trenton Bulldogs through three games this season.
Hey, they're a good football team. I told everybody that last week on the end zone shows, and when everybody asked me about, you know, our upcoming opponent, I've said that. Coach Powell has done a great job over there, and you can't look at that team and their small roster and their 0-3 record, and you can't throw them any shade. They are a talented group. They play hard. They play physical, and they're talented. They've got a couple of really dynamic athletes on that side of the ball offensively. And like you said, their run defense has always been good. They play hard, and even though you physically they look outmatched, their technique, their pad level, the intensity with which they play, they are a tough out every week on the defensive side. And so we stress that to our kids this week. Don't look at their record. Don't look at their sideline. Let's look at us getting better and beating the kid across from you, because that's the most important thing right now.
If you look at your schedule and your results, as I am, looking at loss, win, loss. And the win against Harrisburg is really good, but you just couldn't get that momentum to Putnam County, get in the win column. Yeah, it's a word that every coach kind of deals with from time to time, but is it consistency? Is it just that the fact that you're seeing what Milan can be when you're at your best? You just need to see it more often at this point?
Consistency is exactly the word, and I've used that a ton in this last week, is we've got to be more consistent. We do great things, and when we do great things, we are a very, very good team. We just are inconsistent, and at times when we are inconsistent, it's really, really bad, and we've got to work on that consistency. Some of that comes with maturation. Some of that comes with confidence. Some of that comes with, I've got to do a better job of setting up those situations in practice where I can build that confidence and consistency within my young men so that it can be carried over to Friday night.
That's a head coach of the Milan Wildcats in Mark Cole. Princeton at Milan this week. Trenton is looming. That is the homecoming for the Trenton Bulldogs next Friday. Then Gallatin will be at the pit to take on the Wildcats on the 30th. You'd be the first one to say, Coach, there's a couple of big games looming there, but they don't mean as much if you can't beat the Princeton Tigers, right?
No, you're absolutely right. We know what's ahead of us. We got to take care of this one first, and it's one at a time. And this one here, and we got to take care of this one because if we don't, the other two they don't matter at all.
Yeah. Some big Friday nights coming up for the Wildcats starting this week with the Tigers. Coaches, always appreciate the time. Best of luck to you in the green and gold Friday night.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Tom.